Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yuma Daf Samach Zayin. Yuma Samach Zayin. And today we're going to talk about a Yesodus Dikmak topic that really could be talked about throughout the Masechta, but we're going to talk about it on today's daf, and that is the relationship between the Isser Malacha of Yom Kippur and the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur. Is there a connection between these two issues and halachas? So we'll start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us here the special avoda of the Seir Lazazel. The Mishnah describes that we have an Ish Iti, we have a designated man from the day before that's known, prepared to be the one that was going to walk out the Seir. And the Mishnah tells us on the top of the Samach Zayin here, Al Kol Sukkah V'Sukkah Omrim Lo. By each Sukkah, there are many different Sukkahs, three different days in the Tanoim. How many huts there were on the way out to the cliff? How many? Rabbi Meir says there were 10 huts. Rabbi Yehuda says there were 9 huts. Rabbi Yossi says there were 5 huts. But by each hut, the Mishnah tells us, we offer him food. We say, you hungry? You know, it's a fast day. It's hot. Imagine walking outside in the Judean desert on Yom Kippur. It's hot. Harimazon, harimayim. So we offer him food. Umalavino, so mi sukkah la sukkah, and we accompany him from sukkah to sukkah. Chutz mi achron shabayim. Except for the last one, he goes by himself. Shinim agim olatzuk, ela omeid me rachok. Vero esmasov, we look from afar. Right? So by each of the special avodos, it was done alone. The Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kodashim, that obviously was done alone. Nobody was allowed to go in. And here also, according to our day of the Mishnah, it was done alone. And what did he do? He took half of the scarlet ribbon, put it on the rock, and half it kept on the horns, v'chulu. So the Gemara talks about the offer of food that we give to him that we will talk about by the Shem in a minute. That's how we're going to get into this. Let's just read the one line of the Mishnah first, of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tana me olam lohutzrach adam lakach. Nobody ever needed the food. He never needed the food. Ela she'en adoma mishiesh lo pas basalo, mishiesh lo pas basalo. He never took us up on our offer. Yeah, well, I'll take the food, I'm hungry. But as long as he knew that he got it, as long as he knew that he could have eaten, right? It's kind of like a child who's right before bar mitzvah. So we say, you don't have to fast. No, I can fast. So it's always easier for them to fast because they know they can break their fast at any moment. The second that a child becomes, you know, bar mitzvah, oh, I'm starving, I can't eat, right? Because that's this principle of pas basalo and not pas basalo. Right? And that is what the Rambam paskens. The Rambam has 3 prakim of Hilchas Shvisas Asar. Again, another example of the Rambam's amazing clarity of organization. The Rambam takes Maseches Yuma and splits it into 2. He puts Avodas Yom HaKippurim into Sefer Avoda, and he puts Hilchas Shvisas Asar into Sefer Zmanim. Right? We have one Maseches Yoma. But he takes the last parak, which is all about, which we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, which is all about Yom Kippur Lamaisa, the food and the everything else, and he splits it into 2 areas of halacha. So the Rambam has in Parak Gimel Halacha Zayin, the last halacha here in Hilchas Shvisas Asar. I'm sorry, he has this in this one is Avodas Yom Kippurim. Shvisas Asar here. But he talks about how it was never needed, right? Because this is about the avoda of the Seir Lazazel. Okay, so Yom Kippur has 2 different isurim. We know there's an isur of inui, eating, and there's an isur of malacha, of work. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Shvisas Asar, the 4 mitzvahs that apply to Yom Kippur, besides the avoda, the 4 mitzvahs that apply to every Jew on Yom Kippur, 2 mitzvahs asay, 2 mitzvahs los asay, mitzvahs asay to be shoves, to rest from malacha, and to rest from eating. The 2 mitzvahs los asay is not to do malacha and not to eat. Right? The question is, are they connected at all? They're both in Hilchas Shvisas Asar. Okay, but that's not such a raya, right? Where else should they be? Right, where else the Rambam puts it together? Because these are the 2 aspects that are lamaisa related to every Jew, separate from the avoda of the Kohen Gadol in the Beis Hamikdash. So, are they conceptually connected? Pashtus not. Pashtus, there's 2 different isurim. I'm not allowed to do malacha Shabbos. I can't on Yom Kippur. I can't drive. I can't write. I can't do the regular malachas. And also, I can't eat on Yom Kippur. What does one have to do with the other one? And not our topic now, but Hashem, we will have a lum this year about this in maybe 2 weeks or so. And that is, what about the other inuyim? Right, that's the machlokas rishonim. Eating and drinking are definitely asur daraisa. What about washing and anointing and wearing shoes and be a husband and wife? So that's a machlokes rishonim, whether those are deoraisa without kares, or those are only derabanan. That's machlokes Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, which Beis Hashem will talk about at a future date. But the pashas is that these two isurim have nothing to do with each other. Isur malacha is parallel to, let's say, isur malacha on Shabbos. Right? So we have malacha on Shabbos and we have malacha on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara in the Mishnah Megillah even talks about that there's very little in between the Isser of Shabbos and the Isser of Yom Kippur, right? They're both parallel to each other, right? Ein Bein, right? One of the Ein Beins is the Ein Bein between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. The Rambam even says, let me just find it, if I could find it now for a minute. If not, I won't read it, but the Rambam parallels what you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur and what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos based on the Gemara. If I can't find it, okay, I'll skip it. But that's the Rambam quotes that. Okay, but either way, that's the Isser Malacha. And if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos, it's separate mitzvos. Kuf Samachei, Shet Sivanu Lushbos B'yom Zemi Malacha, Shin Chaf Tes, Hizranu Me'asos Malacha B'yom HaKippurim, right, that the Mitzvah Zaseh, Mitzvah Lo Saseh. And then the Rambam has in Kuf Samach Dalet, Mitzvah Sivanu His'anos B'ashir Mitishrei, right, it's in Mitzvah Zaseh to not eat. The problem is, or the question is, in this mitzvah saseh kuf samach dalid, he feels the need to mention the isser malacha as well. Right, that's where things start. Right, the shvisa of Yom Kippur includes the inuyim, and he connects them. He connects them. V'hashvisa ha-mechu, he says, mitzvah lehis'anos, uba pish v'sifri ta'anu, inu shi'ibu nefesh, So the Rambam, in the mitzvah of Isser of eating, he mentions the Isser Malacha. And he also quotes the Braisa from the Gemara, with the word kishem, and we always know kishem is always something important for us to think about. If you look in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, kishem sheshvos malacha bo bein b'yom bein b'layla, just like this malacha applies day and night of Yom Kippur, kach shvos le'inui bein b'yom bein b'layla. So to the mitzvah of inui, of afflicting oneself is day and night. So he gets that from the Gemara, so you can't fully blame the Rambam on this, but there's a kishem there. Just like, whenever you have kishem, that's a conceptual word. Right? The Rambam could have just said, do this. This is the halacha. By kishem, he is linking them. So the question is, what is the link? It seems to be, again, they're both on Yom Kippur, but it seems to be two different types of halachos. So the first diuk is from our Gemara. The first diuk is from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, again, the ish iti walks to the tzuk, and he's offered food, but he never takes it because of pas basala. Is the ish iti, when he's offered food, is this a case of pikuach nefesh? Doesn't sound like it. You read the Gemara, it sounds like, are you hungry? You tired? You need some food? Here, take. Is he about to die, and that's why he's allowed to eat? And if not, so why is he allowed to eat? And this is a daraisa on Yom Kippur. Why would he be able to eat on Yom Kippur if it is not a case of pikuach nefesh? If you look in the Rambam, and the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Rambam in Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Rambam says, "V'sukis hayu osin." This is in Paragim Halacha Zayin. I'll call sukkah v'sukkah omrim lo hari mozan v'hari mayim v'im kashal kocho v'tzarech leechol ochel. If he becomes weak and he needs to eat, he could eat. U'me'olam l'husrach adam l'kach. Nobody ever needed to eat. If he became weak, that's it. Again, it doesn't sound like makam sakana. Says the Ar Sameach on that Rambam. Pashtus divi Rabbeinu. Right, even if he's not mesukan, he's able to eat. He just doesn't have enough koach to bring the goat to the cliff. But he's not going to die if he doesn't eat. He's still allowed to eat. As we're having on these dafim. He has that diyuk. The question is, why is that? Why is he allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, if it's not Malchim Sakana? You want to say he's allowed to do malachas related to the walking outside and tearing the ribbon to put on half on the seer, la zazel, and half. There's malachas that are being done because of the avoda, but eating? What does eating have to do with it? That's the diak of the arsameach here in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim. The Tosfos Yeshanim also mentions this here. This is printed on the next daf, and daf Samaches seems to say that it's a case of mesukan. Va'ayri hacha, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, kegon sha'achzo bumis. Right, he says he has some type of shaking, and therefore it sounds like it's a dvar sakana. Right, the Tiferes Yisrael discussed this too on Mishnayos. So why would that be? Right, why would that be that the eating would also be mutter b'shem avoda? Number one, number two, a second problem. The Gemara in Moed Katan describes, based on the Psukim, that during the Chanukah's Beis Hamikdash of Shlomo, they ate on Yom Kippur. There was a 2-week party, and it was at the beginning of Tishrei, and they ate on Yom Kippur. And they were all worried afterwards, did they do the right thing? But that's the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Tes. Amar Rabbi Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Osa Shana lo asu Yisrael as Yom HaKippurim. They didn't do Yom Kippur that year. What does it mean, they didn't do Yom Kippur? It means they ate on Yom Kippur. They were nervous. Did we do the right thing? We're very nervous. You're all going to Olam Haba. Don't worry about it. That was the bas kol. They were all worried. My drosh, how do we know that what they did was okay? Amru kal v'chomer. The Gemara says a kal v'chomer. Uma mishkan she'en kedushas o kedushas olam. The Mishkan, which is, does not have eternal Kedusha. The Mishkan is temporary. The carbon yachid, doche Shabbos. The Mishkan is Kedushas or Kedushas, it's not permanent. And it's a carbon yachid, that's doche Shabbos, as long as it's Reizmano Kavua, the Isser Skila. If Shabbos, which is Isser Skila, is knocked out by the Mishkan, which is temporary, so Mikdash, the Kedushas or Kedushas Olam, so the base of Mikdash, which has eternal Kedusha, the carbon Sibur, and the Beis HaMikdash is carbon sibur, these Yom Kippur karbanos, v'yom HaKippurim de'onish kares lo kol shekein. So surely Yom Kippur, which is only an onish kares lo kol shekein. One second. They make it a kal v'chomer from doing malacha in the Mishkan to eating on Yom Kippur. What does eating on Yom Kippur have to do with that? That's one's about avoda, one's about the eating. What does one have to do with the other? Right? How could you connect the two? Explains Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and others that these two, our Gemara and the Gemara there in Moed Katan, proves that there's one Kedushas Hayom for Yom Kippur. And that one Kedushas Hayom causes and is Mechayiv, the Isser Malacha, and eating. Right? Even though it sounds like two different, it's counted as two separate mitzvahs, but the Kedushas Hayom really causes both. If you look in the Hari Kedem, this is quoted in Os Memtes. Da'mavur bazeh she'isser achila v'shtia d'yom ha'kipurim nove'im heim, it flows from me'osa kedushas hayom ha'oser es malacha. The same kedushas hayom. D'din kedushas hayom ha'oser malacha u'atma oser v'achila v'shtia. So two separate ideas on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a package. It's a package of no eating and drinking and no malacha. Va'asher me'mela ha'kol noman me'chadi yafusa. So you can learn it all from one. From when they could be linked, they could be a kal v'chomer from one to the other. There could be a kashem in the Rambam. So just like malacha is mutter because of the avoda, so too if he wants to eat, not a din of sakana. If he wants to eat, we offer him to eat, even though it is, you know, what does that have to do with the avoda? It's not a sakana. Still, it is okay. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein writes in an article again in the name of his grandfather-in-law, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Shtei mitzvos halalu tzo'ado zulet tzadzu, v'matara mishutefes, l'haknos l'yom ha'kippurim es ofyo ha'miyuchad. There's a special essence of Yom Kippur, and both of these halachas are supposed to help bring the result. They're not eating on Yom Kippur, and they're not doing malach on Yom Kippur. They're linked. Shabbos Shabbason, yom shel shvisa mochletes me'inyonei olam hazeh. Right, that is the idea. And there's another idea, right? The Rambam that we just read before, right? We're going to have this on Daf Pei Aleph later on. The Gemara has a brisa that for Isser Malacha, you need separate sources for Malacha day and night. Right? Malacha day and night, separate sources. But when it, I would have only said, Bayom, there's an Isser Malacha, Kamash Malan, there is, Kamash Malan, we say it, Balayla too. And then we learn Inui also. The question is, why would we have had a Havamina that that there will be a difference in halacha between day and night. Every yantif, every Shabbos, day and night is a 24-hour period that we have halachos during. Why would we differentiate? Explains Rav Lichtenstein that if it's tied to the other aspects of Yom Kippur, then maybe I would have thought the kapara of Yom Kippur is by day. The kapara of Yom Kippur is by day. So I would have thought maybe there's some halacha too. It's all connected. Good. The Hare Kedem quotes an even another fascinating suffix. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a suffix. We assume that the Beis Halevi has a tshuva about this, that mumar liyom kippurim is a mumar l'chol haTorah kula. We know the Gemara in Chulin says that if I'm a mumar, if I'm a heretic, for one Avera, I'm not called a non-Jew for halachas. Right? If I'm a mumar for shatnez, right? I want to wear shatnez. I don't like that halacha. Right? I want to wear this jacket with wool and linen. Right? Or anything. Even kashrus. Right, if I'm a mumar, if I'm a heretic for one area of halacha, I can still be counted for a minyan, and I have certain emunas if it's not about that specific topic. But a mumar l'shabbos is a mumar l'chol haTorah kula. And a mumar for avodah zarah is a mumar l'chol haTorah kula. Those two are separate, are unique. Avodah zarah and Shabbos. What about Yom Kippur? So the Beis HaLevi has a tshuva that maybe Yom Kippur too, because Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbason, and maybe a mumar l'Yom Kippur is also a mumar L'chol haTorah kula. What about, is that only malacha? If somebody does malacha on Yom Kippur? Or even if someone eats on Yom Kippur? That's the suffix of the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. D'lo rak ba'osim malacha b'yom kippurim el adino kemumar. Ela af ba'ochel v'shose. Yesh lomar she'edino namikein. Why me'achash kol yisir ma'elu novim yosu kedushas hayom. It all flows from one kedushas hayom, and therefore he at least had that... Had that suffix. He had another suffix. Interesting here. He says, according to Rabbi Eliezer holds totally different context. Machshirei mila are docha Shabbos. Remember the machlokas tanoim in the 19th parak of Shabbos. We paskin that mila is docha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even the preparatory stages of the mila, you could sharpen the knife and you could do all the other preparatory stages. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, that machshirei mila are docha Shabbos. V'cheinu adinami shedochem yantav yom kippurim, and l'chora it's doche yom kippur also. Machshirei mila, let's say there's a mila on yom kippur. There's an issue of wounding. That applies to Shabbos, applies to yom kippur too. Which malach is that? That's a good kasha, not for now. Which of the 39 is chavala included in? That's a machlokas we've shown him. But according to Rabbi Elazar, according to Wipaski, you could do a mila on yom kippur. Rabbi Elazar says you can even do machshirei mila on yom kippur. What happens if the moel is weak and needs to drink something? Would the moel be able to drink something in order to do the Mila of Yom Kippur? Again, it's not directly related to the Mila. It's Machshirei. But according to our Yesod, Melacha and eating are all a package. So just like Mila of Yom Kippur, Bismano, allows Melacha to be done, maybe even food. Just like the Ish-Iti could take a drink if he wants to, so too the Moel could take a drink if he wants to. He has that suffix. Ma yadin b'moel chalash shemargish ba'atzmo shelo yichal amul b'yom kippurim. He can't do the mila. He's not going to die, but he won't be able to do the mila unless he eats something. Yochal tchila k'di lachazik atzmo. Ha'im neima shekamo shemachshirei mila dochem lisurei malacha hu adinami shedochem lisurei achilav shdiv d'yom kippurim. O dilma lo, or not. Right, and according to this Yisod, right, that's what we would say, that maybe it would... Maybe it would work. But either way, so what's the message of all this? Everything on Yom Kippur is connected. Everything on Yom Kippur is connected. Not working on Yom Kippur and not eating on Yom Kippur. The Isser Malacha and the Isser Achila both flow from the Kiyum of Shvisa. Right? This is a different type of Shvisa than Shabbos. Even though Shabbos and Yom Kippur both share Malacha, they both share the Isser Malacha, but, right, Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. It's not like Yontif. There's no cooking. Machlokes about Erev Vahotza'a, but Shabbos, the Kedushas Hayom, is Mechayev Isser Malacha, right? And the Isser Malacha and the Mitzvah of Shvisa are parallel to each other on Shabbos, right? The goal is the Isser Malacha itself, mirroring Hashem's resting on Shabbos. But on Yom Kippur, right, it seems to be a totally different idea. The fact that the Isser of eating, or the Mitzvah of eating, is also connected to the Shvisa of Yom Kippur means that the Mitzvah of Shvisa of Yom Kippur seems to be to bring a different goal. The Isser Malacha is not about Hashem rested on Yom Kippur. No, Hashem didn't rest on Yom Kippur. Right? That's not Shabbos. But the Shvisa of Yom Kippur, which includes Malacha and eating, right, so both of those are one theme. One theme, somehow connected to the theme of Yom Kippur, which is Tshuva and Kapara, but one has to work out exactly how the Malacha and the Inui work together. So this was a couple of years ago, the Shabbat Shuvah Drasha, relating to this topic. But again, it's the link of these two major, important events. Again, they're counted as separate mitzvahs. It's four different mitzvahs, two related to Malacha and two related to eating and drinking. But conceptually, they could work together and flow from the same Mechayev. And that all starts with our Ish Iti. That's offered food in today's daf, even if it's on a sakana, because that's also nidcheh by the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. Okay, we will stop here.